you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and today we have a great show prepared for you. You know, right from the start, I want to just give you a free offer. It's something that sometimes we forget to mention, and that's that you can get a free download of the book, The Life of a Gentleman, in ebook or audiobook format. So that is our free gift to you. Simply go to the website, www.thelifeofagent.com. Right on the homepage, there's a button that you can click and get your free copy of the book. This book has really helped to transform a lot of men's lives, taking them through the steps they need to take in order to bring out the best which is inside of them. We talk about all kinds of things in the book, just like we do on the podcast. Everything from finances to how to prepare for a job interview or how to find clothes when you're on a budget. And that's something that all of us think about from time to time, you know, wanting to look good, put our best foot forward. But also there's some things in there about how to have good speech and proper manners and etiquette. So hopefully you get a chance to download that free book. Also, before we get started, want to whet your appetite for the show today. Today we have an amazing show. In my opinion, maybe one of the best shows yet. We are going to be talking about taking care of your possessions, not just your clothing, but taking care of your car, your home, the different things that you buy and purchase, everything that you own, having pride and ownership. We'll be diving into that and why it's so important for gentlemen. Also, we'll be joined by Akil. Yes, Dapper Advisor is back, and we have a very intriguing segment where we talk about how social media influencers need to expand their thinking, and it's more than just free clothes and free gifts from brands. Akil has a lot of experience being an influencer, but also transitioning into a business person. And I love that. Seeing the entrepreneur just blossom right in front of our eyes. He's doing so many great, amazing things. So stay tuned to hear what he has in store and this discussion. If you are a social media influencer, let's take that to the next level. What I'm doing personally is working with people one-on-one to help them establish their own personal brand, or if they're creating an actual brand that they're selling. So if you're interested in that, drop us a line. You can drop me a line on Instagram, The Life of a Gent, or on the website, there's a contact form. Drop me a line there and we can talk about how we can get started. In fact, there's a free consultation so we can get to know each other before you make a decision about moving forward in the process. Enough about that. It's time to start the show. We're going to dive into the opening and I can't wait for you to listen to this episode. I really think you're going to enjoy it. Stay tuned for The Life of a Gentleman. Would you like to increase your style and enhance your wardrobe the easy way? I have just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel offers a monthly subscription club for gentlemen. What you get is one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. That's right, one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. Use the code SEASON at checkout for $15 off your first month. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman's podcast. And today, joined on the line once again by Darius. And definitely, if you haven't figured out by now, he's the new co-host for the show. So there's no need for to consider him a guest any longer. Just wanted to clear that up if anybody was wondering, why does this guy keep coming back on? But Darius, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Thank you. It's good to be back, and I'm glad you clarified that. I'm excited to have another great discussion.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we thought that it would be wonderful to have you come back on because, you know, on this recurring role, because you have so much extensive knowledge in the world of business and bring a lot to the table, truly embodying the life of a gentleman, you know, the way you live and the way you take care of your family. So welcome to the Life of a Gentleman family, officially.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm excited about the future.
Yeah, the future definitely looks bright. We have a lot of things in store. We've been kind of dropping some tidbits. I think Dennis Stiles and myself mentioned that we have a course coming out all about how to be the most well-rounded gentleman you possibly could be. And Darius and I are working on a course also. We'll be doing some coursework for business and motivation. And these courses will be available that you can download and learn at your own pace. Hopefully this will jumpstart your success in the future. So Darius, I'm looking forward to recording that. I think we have that scheduled to do some recording for it in just under 2 weeks. So you guys that are listening, stay tuned for that. It's going to be great.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah, so today, what do you think we should dive into?
Well, I was thinking about how people take care of themselves and the possessions, and how they take care of their area around them, and how that's important, and how that looks to others. I thought it'd be important to address that.
You know what, man, that is definitely of utmost importance, and I am going through a situation right now that embodies this situation just to a T. You know, I think I made mention that we were moving. You know, Harrison Blake Apparel was having a moving sale, and I didn't really get into much detail about what and why, but the thing is, we had a rental property, had some tenants that were living in there, and let me tell you, they decided to move out. We took over the house once again. The place was totally trashed. I mean, from top to bottom, turned upside down. And you can only imagine how me and my wife felt just to see, you know, something that we put a lot of love into, making a nice home at one point, and to see it ruined kind of crushed us.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, how disappointing to have people not only take care of their things, but things that belong to you.
Yeah, so, you know, over the past couple months, you know, our summer's been very busy renovating the home and preparing it to move our business and operate our businesses right from there so that this situation won't happen again. Just don't want to take the chance of renting out to a tenant once again and having the place get trashed. Now that we've put some money, hard work, elbow grease, blood, sweat, and tears back into the place, we are not going to let it get run down again. And, you know, that's what made me think about taking care of your possessions, because when a few friends saw the place and the condition of it, they asked the same question. You know, the people that lived there, how could they live like this? Why did they not want to take care of their possessions? You know, putting holes in walls, to grease being everywhere, all over the ceiling, and just the yard had just become overrun. It doesn't make any sense. Why do people do that? Do you have any idea, Darius?
Well, I think they lose sight of really their self-respect and care for others. You know, one of the points I was thinking about is taking care of your possessions is a reflection on how we take care of ourselves. So a lot of times people just kind of lose value in themselves, and it's important that they take the steps to rebuild that value so they begin to take care of the possessions, not only of theirs, but definitely of others.
Yeah, you know what? And it's funny, even though it's a rental property, you know, it's still where you live. It's where you lay your head. There still has to be some sense of pride in taking care of where you rest at, you know? So for me, it was perplexing because you and I have a similar background. You know, we grew up together, so our parents were friends, and we were raised the same way, to take care of what we had. You come over each one of our homes, and the home was taken care of. You know, mom and dad both chipped in to make sure it looked good, and us as kids, I mean, we had to clean up our room. So we were taught from our early age to take care of things we had. But when you see other people just totally neglecting it, it makes you scratch your head.
Oh, absolutely. And to go along with upbringing, one of the things I still do to this day, which helps me feel better, every morning, no matter how early I have to get up, I make my bed. Now, that may sound like a small thing, but it really does start the day off with me taking care of somewhere that I lay my head. It does make me feel better, even just to see the bed made, and then you go on about your day. So that's a tip I have for people. I know it may sound mundane, but always, if you can, just make your bed and make sure your personal space, your room, is clean.
Yeah, you know, the bedroom is that room in the house where you spend the most time. So that makes sense that, you know, you come home after a long day of work and you see a nice, freshly made bed. It kind of feels like you're stepping into a hotel room, right?
Absolutely. And that goes along with my next thing I want to mention, too, is try. And I know we're all busy, so sometimes it's hard, but try to keep a clean house as much as possible. Keep the clutter out, and that will also give you a fresh feeling and a good state of mind.
Yeah. Cluttered house, cluttered mind. You know, we've heard that many times, and I think that rings true. You know, one of my tips is, you know, taking care of your possessions also could be with your clothing or your shoes. You know, there's a lot of times, you know, we spend our hard-earned money on a new suit or a new pair of shoes, And why not take care of it? Make it last. Because the thing is, if you don't take care of your clothing or your shoes, you don't polish your shoes, they're going to get wore out faster. If you don't replace the heel on your shoes, soon they'll be no good. The same thing with your suits. What good is having a nice suit if you never get it dry cleaned or you don't use a lint brush on it? It just doesn't make any sense. Make things last because you spend money on these things, so you want to take care of them. It's just that simple.
I couldn't agree more. And you know me, I'm really into positive energy and having people feel good about themselves so they can be successful. And that's the first step, really, is really taking care of yourself, being clean, having a clean house, and just feeling good. And the other point I wanted to make is it doesn't matter how much you have. You could have one suit, one pair of shoes. You could have a small one-bedroom apartment. But as you're going through life trying to gain more, if those things are taken care of and clean, you're going to feel good about it.
That's a great point. Sometimes people feel like, you know, well, I don't have much. I'm in an efficiency apartment or something like that. Hey, there is nothing wrong with that at all. It's all about how you take care of it and how you present it to people. If somebody comes over and they walk into your apartment or your house and everything's upside down, there's papers everywhere, and you've got to move laundry off the couch so that and dust off the crumbs so people can sit down, that's not leaving a positive impression. And certainly they're not thinking by any means that you're living the life of a gentleman.
Correct. And I have a small story that I really appreciate. There's a young man that I knew that had just bought kind of a beat up car. It was a 2001 Toyota Corolla, but it had been beat up pretty bad, but it was just what he could afford at the time. I had hired him to do some carpet cleaning work, and as he pulled up to the house, his car was spotless. It was vacuumed inside out and it was clean. And he kind of chuckled and laughed and thought I would think it was funny that he would clean, you know, an older car that didn't look great body wise. And I said, no, I really like that attitude. And that young man ended up becoming one of my managers. So you just never know, you know, where you're heading, but keep your stuff clean no matter what you have.
Man, that's a great story. And there was a story I heard. This was a course I took on job interviews. And one of the tips for the job interview course actually said to keep your car clean for that very reason. And I know you're thinking on a job interview, perhaps nobody will see your car, but the story goes that there was a very competitive position, and so what the employer was doing was watching to see when people would drive up, and once the applicant would go in for the interview, someone else would go outside to their car and just kind of take a peek in and determine what kind of person, because you can tell, you know, what kind of person that is based on their car, you know. And some people had, you know, soda and pop bottles all over the back seat, papers everywhere, and all kinds of bags, and you know, just kind of looked horrible. But then there were other applicants, like you said, that rolled up. Maybe it wasn't the nicest car, but the car was clean, vacuumed, everything was orderly inside. So that says a lot about what kind of person they were and what kind of candidate. So their job success kind of depended on the car. So you never know who's watching, right?
Absolutely. Because as I mentioned before with this young man, when it came time for me to hire a manager, he was the first person I thought of just because of the effort he put into. Even when he knew that he didn't have maybe the greatest looking possessions, but he kept them clean and took care of them.
Yeah, it just goes to show that, you know, it goes such a long way in how you take care of your possessions, whether it be your home, your car, or your, you know, personal clothing or belongings. In my book, The Life of a Gentleman, we talk about this in one of the earlier chapters, that how when you actually put some effort into dressing and taking care of your clothing. And see, people think, you know, you have to go all out with all this style, but no, really, the way to really look nice and present yourself as a gentleman is just taking care of what you have. You know, everybody has a pair of pants, you know, and they're just a pair of pants. But when you have a nice crease in there, you can see that you ironed it, and you can see that, you know, you stepped out of the house with a freshly ironed shirt. It makes a huge difference how people perceive you. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, people tend to give you a little bit more a nod of respect or reverence just because of, you know, the effort that you put into taking care of your things and taking care of yourself. I mean, the same thing could be said, such things like your hygiene, you know, brushing your teeth, your hair, your haircut. You know, not letting that get out of control, you know? So that's just part of taking care of your possessions.
What a great time. topic. I really enjoy talking about this because it's something that we can all relate to. It's something that we can all do no matter what walk of life we're in. Stay on it. And I would encourage everyone also, your rental story made me think of this. Even if it's not yours, I do want to address this a little deeper. Sometimes it's easy for us to take care of our possessions, but especially if you're borrowing someone's car maybe, or you're having to stay at someone's house that maybe they own and you're renting, you still need to treat it like yours. You still need to treat it with respect.
And that's funny you mentioned that. Just another quick little tidbit from life. You know, we're traveling to a city coming up very soon here and going to be doing some business networking. And on this go round, I decided to try Airbnb. And usually I'm a hotel guy. I usually like to stay at the Westin. They have a really nice hotel. But this time I decided to go out on a limb. We need to do some video work, and so we needed some more space. Long story short, you know, Airbnb, I go to sign up, and there's all this information right on there up front about these are the rules of the house. This is how you have to treat it with respect. Make sure you do this, you do that, you can't do that. You know, so I'm like, you know, this makes sense. You know, there has to be a level of respect both ways. So there won't be any wild parties or anything when we get there, you know. It just falls perfectly in line with taking care of possessions. Like you said, it doesn't have to be your possession. You have to show respect for other people, even if you're at a hotel. Take care of the room. I mean, you don't want to trash it. What kind of impression does that leave for the staff that has to clean up behind you?
Absolutely. And your goal as a gentleman should always be to leave the best impression that you can on anyone that you meet, and that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, just taking care of your possessions, like you said, whether it be your car. Could be a lot of disaster stories when you're talking about a car. People step in that car and there's, you know, sticky things on the seat or the floor mats are muddy. Man, horrible impression. It just lets people know you don't really care. Man, I enjoyed this myself. Lot to think about. So when we get there to our location and we start getting our work done and start shooting these videos, we want to make sure that we represent the life of a gentleman. So we'll be wiping our feet at the doors and making sure we take care of that property.
Well, I know I'm going to be making sure that you make up your bed.
Yeah, well, little confession. I'm not the best when it comes to making the bed every morning. So good thing we have a two-bedroom condo. So you do your thing. I'll close the door so you don't have to see my messy bed. How's that sound?
Get ready for an inspection.
Sounds good, man. I will see you in about a week. And everybody stay tuned for some more tutorials that we'll be having coming very soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look. And today we are joined by someone who has been on the podcast in the past, and we are so glad he is back. As promised, we have on the line Akil. You may know him as Dapper Advisor on Instagram. How's it going, Akil?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Glad to have you back on the show. I know you've been busy, and I'd love for you to fill us in, man. Where you been?
Hey, well, thanks a lot for having me again. And I just got back from Florence for Pitti Uomo 92, and it was definitely a huge success, man. I'm definitely going to make it a yearly tradition from now on.
That sounds great. Having the opportunity to get out there, and that is really something you should be proud of, and it sounds like it's a great opportunity to make some good contacts out there. What can you tell us about it? What was the vibe like? What did we see?
At first, when you get out there, I know I was expecting to see a bunch of people just standing around taking pictures and, you know, posing awkward and all that type of stuff. And trust me, it was a lot of people out there doing that. But for me, I was really there for the trade show. Just really trying to connect with brands, trying to meet all of their brand representatives, check out the latest collections, and just make those connections, because that trip definitely wasn't cheap. The airfare alone was expenses, but, you know, I wanted to make the most out of it and make those connections so that next year, hopefully the trip could be free. That was my goal, and I think I did a pretty good job of doing that.
That's a good way to approach it. You know, you see a lot of people standing on that famous wall that you see. What'd you see on that wall? Was there anybody posted up trying to get photo ops, or how's that work?
How it is that the trade show was split up between about 10 or 12 different buildings, and that wall that we all see is right in the middle. So, and it's pretty huge, so people would be, you know, on one side, and then somebody else might be right next to them, but because that space is so big, it just looks like they have that whole space to themselves. That's where a lot of people would just kind of put up and get on their phones or start smoking a cigarette or just act like they're trying to be nonchalant, and in fact they're really just trying to get their photo taken. So you know, me and my girlfriend, we walked past a lot of people. We actually walked past a lot of photo ops and ended up seeing them in like GQ or in Vogue, and you know, for me, at the time, I was laughing at them. But then as soon as I got back and I ended up seeing them on all these different platforms, I was just like, wow, I saw when this picture was taken. So that was cool. I think fashion is definitely one of those industries. It's still a relatively small industry because people move around so often that it might be somebody in that used to work at GQ and now they work at Vogue or they work for a brand. And of course, they still know certain people from those different departments or those different brands. So you never know who can be, you know, your biggest supporter, and that could eventually help you land a big deal. I think you always have to keep that in the back of your mind whenever you're meeting somebody within the industry. Regardless of whether it's in the industry or not, you should always think to yourself, like, okay, let me make sure that, you know, I'm respectful to whoever it is that you're speaking to and make a good impression wherever, whenever and wherever you are.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. That's something we've been talking about a lot, is making those relationships and putting yourself out there. You know, you told me a story about when you first started, you know, you were just kind of taking selfies in a mirror, and now you've progressed to the point where you have sponsored ads on your blog. And think back on that journey. Take us from where you were to where you're at now, and give some advice to those listening, you know, how they can do it or the focus they need.
I'm not where I want to be yet, but just thinking back when I first started, like you said, I literally used to take pictures in front of the mirror that I had at home, and I would just take a picture of whatever outfit I was wearing at the time. And back then, everything, this is like 2012, like late 2011, everything was tight. Everything was super, super tight. So all my, you know, I would kind of pose awkwardly and make sure everything looked perfect in the mirror. And then after a while, I would go outside and have people take pictures of me. And still nothing professional looking. I never edited photos or anything like that. And it just started to progress. Like, it went from me taking photos outside to it's like little funny captions, to then starting to blog about it and share, try to give some tips and some advice and talk about where I bought it or how to care for your clothes and all those types of stuff. And then I remember when I got my first opportunity to work with a brand, and this was in 2012, I think, maybe 2013, but it was definitely early on. And they sent me a blazer and a shirt, and I still have both of those things today because it has that, you know, sentimental value to it. But I just remember that feeling of like, wow, I made it. Like, people are sending me free clothes. Like, that at that time, that's all I wanted, was just to get free clothes. And now that I look back at how far I've come, like, now it's really not even about so much the clothes. Like, for me, more it's about just trying to help people, you know, improve their style, because you can be fly all day and, you know, that really doesn't mean much. But I always think to myself, like, how many people actually, you know, take my word seriously when I'm offering advice? And that's the thing that really gets me, you know, excited and keeps me motivated to keep going.
Yeah, that's a great story, just looking back. And, you know, I'm going to steer this conversation in a different direction probably than what we first started, because you said something that really stands out. You said it's about more than free clothes. And the reason I talk about that is, you know, everybody on Instagram these days is a quote-unquote influencer. And a lot of brands, you know, And I'm guilty of this. You know, my brand, Harrison Blake Apparel, at Wear Lapel Pins, we started out about 4 years ago, and man, we were sending out free packages to just about anybody who wanted it. That was a concept that we thought would get the streets kind of buzzing, get some word of mouth going, because we're totally unknown at the time. But now, you know, everyone's doing it. So I see guys that have a very small social following getting free stuff, and they might feel like you felt, you know, I made it. But to me, there's much more out there than just getting free clothes. Like you said, you just came back from Florence, man. So, you know, that's a whole different thing than just getting a free tie from a startup brand, you know? How do you get your mindset fixed to want more and aspire to have more than just some free shirts or a couple free ties from brands?
Well, like I said, I think in the beginning it's all about, because it's really, it's cliche as it sounds, there's really levels to, you know, it's levels to being an influencer or just levels to whatever it is that you're doing in life. At first, when people start out blogging, they want to just get, they want to be on that level that somebody else is on. So if for me, I saw other people getting free clothes, and I said, I want to get free clothes too. And then once you start getting free clothes, you're like, okay, yeah, this is great. I got all this free stuff that I'm not even really wearing, but I got it for free. And, you know, it's a good story to tell somebody, and it makes you feel good. And then it comes a point where you start hearing people saying, oh, I just got paid X amount of money. And then you're like, oh, I want to get paid now. So then you start, you know, doing whatever you think you need to do in order to start earning money from blogging. And then you start seeing people going on trips around the world and saying, oh yeah, this was a sponsored trip. So then that becomes the goal. I want to go somewhere for free. So it's just like, and for me, I'm like super competitive, but competitive with myself. Because I know if I put the effort behind whatever it is I'm trying to do, I can definitely get to that goal. So for me, once I hit a certain level, I'm like, okay, next step. Okay, next step. So for me, I'm always chasing that high or that rush of, like, you know, accomplishing a new goal. That's at the stage where I'm at right now. It's literally just trying to do everything that I told myself I'm going to do 3 or 4 years ago. That's just at the stage where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I like what you're saying, you know, about being goal-oriented, because in both of my books, actually, The Life of a Gentleman and The Mindset of a Gentleman, I talk about making goals for yourself and writing those down. Actually, you know, following the SMART goal system, where, you know, the goals are written down, they're measurable, attainable, things like that. And if you're just out here floating around taking pictures, you know, you're getting free stuff, but you don't really have a goal. That's all you're going to be doing, really, for the next X amount of years is just getting more and more free stuff, filling up your closet. But you know what? Free stuff doesn't put food on the table, and free stuff doesn't put gas in the car, right?
That's a fact. That is a fact. And I think that's probably one of the things that had to click with me after a while, because at one point, a lot of my friends would tell you, they were like, oh, Akil, you're always getting free clothes and free shoes and all these things. And at that point, that was the goal. You want to get free clothes, but then after a while, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, here I am getting this free shirt, and this brand is asking you to do X, Y, and Z, whether that means post it on Instagram, post it on your blog, take all these pictures and then edit it. That's a lot of work. Then it turns into, okay, I'm getting these free clothes, but it's actually an exchange here, because you're not giving me these free clothes just for the sake of giving it to you free. You want me to do something for you. So then it turned into trying to monetize that side of it, because it's not just about, you know, getting this free shirt and I'll post a picture and then that's that. You know, you still have to do it, whether it's 3 Instagram posts or a blog post, that takes at least 1 to 2 hours of your time. And for me, I was like, I've got to have to start charging for that time. The rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, time is money, right? I mean, like you said, everybody's worth a certain amount per hour. You know, you can figure out for yourself what that is, but you're right. You're writing, editing, and then uploading it on a website. So all that's behind the scenes stuff. It doesn't happen with the push of a button. These days, now you're probably pretty good with updating your blog regularly. Your content is always fresh and new. How did you able to find the time really to make this a habit? because a lot of people have a blog and they're taking, quote unquote, that next step, but it's a post 1 month and you go on their blog and you see, you know, they had a post in February, then they have a post in May, maybe they have one in June. It's just hit or miss. How do you stay consistent?
The best way for me to put it is literally you have to find time to do what you think is important. And for other bloggers, I don't think they think their platform is that important. They may just post something on their blog because a brand said so, and then they're fulfilling a requirement for that brand. But for me, it's not always just about brand deals. For me, it's about providing value to the people that read my stuff and have been following me for years. And nowadays, with social media and everybody's attention span being so short, if you're not constantly updating your platforms, you know, people forget about you. So for me, it's a matter of, you know, providing that value to people that support me and just trying to make sure that I'm being consistent. And the other big thing, too, is I know a lot of other people aren't updating their blog. So for me, that's like a carrot for me, because I'm like, people aren't going to these people's sites. And if they do, they have nothing new. And all of us search the web on a daily basis. So for me, if I could at least provide some value and put up some content, people are going to keep coming back. And in turn, your traffic goes up and your readership goes up every month. And in turn, more brands want to work with you. So it's like, it just makes more sense for me to be consistent with the blog.
That's real incentive. You know, the key takeaway that I'm going to take from this conversation is the fact that now, once you progress, it's not that you're working for brand, it's that you are a brand yourself. And you're representing yourself as a brand, your personal brand, which is really the most important thing that you can do, because it's going to provide dividends for you.
I couldn't say it any better myself.
Hey, well, do us a favor. Since we've been talking about it, let everyone know your website so we can get on there and check it out, because we'd love to see some of the updates from your recent trip over to Pitti and get inspired. So maybe next year we can be alongside you on the wall acting like we're on our cell phone, or we can be like Jay-Z and say, take a picture of us while we're laughing.
My website is dapperadvisor.com, and on Instagram I'm at dapperadvisor. Reach out anytime you got any questions. You can send me a message or send me an email. I always respond, and just know I'm here to help.
All right, sounds good. Everybody, definitely check it out. It's a very great blog. You'll really enjoy it. Thanks for joining us. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up this edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today, as always, I feel we had an outstanding episode for you. I hope you learned a lot. You know, we talked about taking care of your possessions and why that's so important for a gentleman. You know, the funny thing is, people are going to base and make assumptions about us and base judgments about us, you know, depending on how clean we keep our car, how well we take care of our clothing. If they come over to our home, what does it look like inside? Let's keep these things in mind and make sure we are truly living the life of a gentleman and not just stepping out of the house looking like stylish guys. There is a big difference between being stylish and being a gentleman, and taking care of your possessions is one aspect that cannot be overlooked. Also, we talked about more than just free clothes. We know that so many brands are interacting with influencers and giving away free products in exchange for posts, or maybe even giving them things on a regular basis. Well, that's great if you're an influencer, but you know what's even more exciting? Making money off of what you're doing. And you know, the goal isn't always to make money. Sure, we want to have fun, but sometimes you can be exploited. Why not get paid for what you do? As an influencer or as a fashion icon, if you will, you're bringing a lot to the table. Don't sell yourself short. If you're interested in finding out how you can turn this passion into profit, remember, drop me a message at thelifeofagent.com or on Instagram. I'm working with people one-on-one and showing them how they can take what they are currently doing and make an income off of it. There's nothing wrong with getting paid to do what you love. Before we close out, let's say thank you to those that joined us today. Of course, Darius, our co-host, and Akil. Make sure you follow him on Instagram at Dapper Advisor. And also our producer, DeAndre Marie. She does a great job for us every week. We say that every week, and we mean it. And thank you to you for listening, for tuning in to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman. If you have an idea for the show, drop us a line. If you would like us to discuss certain subjects, we are more than happy to hear about it. Also, please, if you will, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? That way you won't miss the episode next week that's coming up. Hopefully next week's episode is even better than this week's. And so on as we continue on through 2017, full steam ahead, looking to get into 2018 and completely take over the industry as the go-to place for gentlemen's news and gentlemen's tips. Thank you for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Until next time, guys, take care.
You know, the power and the force of optimism in your life can never be underestimated. Optimism is power. As a matter of fact, our personal development and our growth really depends on how we look at the situations that we're in.
It's true.
We have to have positive self-talk in our life. It's going to increase the chances of us having success. Moving forward, when we face these tough situations,
let's go.
Saying, you know, there's going to be times when things begin to look dark and your mind starts to concoct every possible negative outcome. That's when you look for the rainbow of optimism.
It's there.
It's always available in your mind. You have to set those goals
every day.
Your goals give you a focus, something to look forward to.
You
think about
it.
Your life will be boring without goals. Your life has a purpose.
Yes.
It increases your feelings of hope and optimism. Whether your goals are long term, whether they're short term, giving you a reason to get up in the morning.
You have to set them.
There's a link between hope and goal setting. You have to have hope in your life.
This
you have
deep.
To hold on, knowing that if you stay motivated, you can achieve anything.
I like that.
You gotta keep yourself optimistic. Sometimes there's days when you just don't feel like doing it. The outcome is beautiful. So, you think about the entrepreneurial journey, how far you've come already. It's not time to stop. Now, the future is said to be determined by whether a person strives or if a person yields.
Don't go
with optimism in your life. If you think it positive, you can always push ahead and achieve. We all have the power to observe our negative energy and the thoughts around us, our compulsive actions. We have the power to be aware of ourselves and our past. Leave the past in the past. Think about the future. Clearly see what you're doing right now.
Brighter days are ahead.
And choose optimism. Don't let anybody. Don't let anything.
Nothing.
I mean nothing. Stop you.
Nothing.
From reaching and achieving what you want.
Got this.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.